G'day, Cookie. How are you?
Good, guys. How you going?
Mate, going well. I was just thinking, how's Wayne Bennett handling all this? How much contact are you in with the coach?
Oh, we actually had a Zoom meeting on that Zoom app for the other day, just with the whole team and the coaching staff. So I think Wayne went back to the farm for a little bit. They've been in a few meetings. They're sort of just updating us on, next week they're going to bring in a sort of like an app on our phone that we can follow. We're sort of going to log in on certain days and train and tick off certain training programs. So they're making it a bit more specific now that the first 2 weeks they sort of just let us do our own thing and stay fit how we wanted to, but they're going to make it more, footy related and more everyone on the same page as of next week.
What are you hearing, Cookie, in terms of what the season may look like, whether this bubble will happen, whether you'll be in groups of four, you're going to different parts of Australia, or, will we be seeing the whole 16 teams locked away out there at Olympic Park? What are you hearing on the ground?
That's what the hard part is. There's been so many options tossed up, so I don't know which one's more likely to happen. But I'm a fan of, the conference one seems like a good idea. But then I think the way, if you can keep the players as normal as possible, whether they're staying at home, obviously they'd be a lot better and self-isolating at home. But obviously that's not the case with some teams obviously coming from overseas, like the Warriors as well. So we've got to make it a way that's fair for everyone and everyone's sort of making the same sort of sacrifices to get the game going again. I think there's a meeting tomorrow, so I think we might find out which one's more likely to happen. But, Wayne was pretty confident that, we'll be back playing definitely this year. He's pretty confident the season will get going again in July. So I think they obviously went over some stats of the virus and how it's slowly coming down or being controlled, and that, could be a good sign for not just rugby league starting up again, but obviously, hopefully everyone back to normal by the end of the year with all their jobs as well.
Cookie, you're one of the more senior players, and obviously with your own personal family, how would you go if you had to pack up and move for a couple of months?
I've had the discussion. If that's what needs to be done, obviously, that's what we need to do. That's a sacrifice we need to make to get the game going again. Obviously, it'd be a struggle, and I'm sure it'd be a struggle for a lot of the boys out there, or anyone in the workforce to leave their families. I'm sure it's not easy for those guys that do that. So, it has to be done. Obviously, to get back working again, that's what we'll do. And for me personally, it'd just be about trying to set up home as best I can, whether it's moving my partner and my little one down to her in-laws down the coast, possibly, just so I know that she's not on her own here. So because we are about an hour away from her family. So that's something I'd probably look at doing if that was the case of me going away for a couple of months.
Cookie, everyone loves State of Origin and we want to see it played this year. Do you think the right option would be, though, to start the year off with three Origin games and then get into the NRL competition? Or would you like to see maybe, 2 to 4 games of NRL being played and then you start your Origin series?
It'd probably be better for all the players to maybe get a bit of footy back under their belt. I understand why it might be a good idea to play Origin straight up. I don't know if I do 3 games in a row. It definitely has to be played this year. There's no doubt about that, Origin. But they could launch the season with one game and then, obviously do it how Origin's normally done every couple of weeks, the next game. So if they see that as the best way to sort of restart.
How taxing would it be on your body? I just think you run the risk of getting your best players getting injured.
Yeah, well, obviously the season's going to be a bit shorter as well, and obviously clubs aren't going to be probably... I don't know how keen that they would be on, because they want to probably get their season off to a good start. Normally Origin's about 10 rounds in or so. So that's what teams are probably wanting to do, and wouldn't want them playing, after such a long break and a weird scenario where we've all been training on our own and you're not sure how many players have done the right things and whatnot. So they'd probably want to get their team back together, make sure they're up to speed with their training, playing footy before that representative stuff come in. For Origin, I believe it definitely has to be played. I just don't know exactly what the best time would be.
And Cookie, the proposal to exclude the opening 2 rounds won't be considered by Project Apollo, so you get your 2 competition points whenever the season resumes. You could have imagined the blow-ups had the points been taken away.
I know, it would have been... there's some teams out there that obviously were 0-2 at the start, so they would have been happy with that. Seems like... Eels wouldn't have been too keen, so Well, 50-50, so sitting on the fence with that one.
And how's the punt going, mate? I can't remember what you tipped last week.
Bobbing.
Yeah.
No.
You tipped bobbing, didn't you?
No, nature strip.
Ah, there you go. Bobbing. Laughing.
I chucked in another one for you, but yeah, you've got to take the win.
Oh, yeah.
The nature strip was set first.
I think you went bobbing as well, didn't you?
Hey, Loz, you're onto him here.
Oh, yeah. I was going to bag him. That's why.
I'm actually 3 out of 5 this year. So.
Oh, there we go.
All right, then, smart ass. What do you got this week?
very elegant in race 8 at Randwick.
Oh, and the Queen Elizabeth.
Yes.
Very elegant. Yeah, so it's at the moment it's a $6 chance on the fourth line of betting and what is a very quality Queen Elizabeth Stakes. So
yeah, it's not the favourite, so Loz wouldn't probably read past the favourite.
now, Cookie, very what are you true. Doing?
Cookie, how much Call of Duty's going on?
A little bit. A little bit's going on just because I can't have really the PlayStation on the main TV at the moment because the missus, we only got really one TV going, so she wants to watch Housewives of Everywhere or whatever those shows are.
Loz is all over it.
So yeah, you will see. So I'm just trying out this new app that I got put onto. So I'm not very good though.
Yeah. How's your motivation going, mate? Training on your own?
Yeah, I'm enjoying. Like, I was pretty lucky. I got the mate in the show who had some, like gym equipment that he loaned out to people before when I went into isolation. You happen to have one of those power racks that, I don't know, anyone knows what they are. You can do your squats and bench presses, all that sort of stuff. So I've had that put in, and I've got some equipment. So I'd like to be quite, have a good routine and schedule. So I just, each 3 days a week, I lock in when I do my weight. So I'll do them about 9 o'clock today, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then I'll run Tuesday, Thursday. So I just try and keep it as normal and do something every day just to keep the body ticking over.
Good stuff, Cookie. Great to get your insight as always, mate. And, very elegant is Cookie's tip, punters. So race 8, number 12, $6 with Tab as it stands. Mate, have a good week.
You too, guys. Thanks for having me.